visitors just before Sodom and Gomorrah are destroyed. The 2300-day prophecy begins with the third decree to come out of Babylon. And the reason they came out of Babylon was to rebuild Jerusalem. And Sister White tells us several places that the work of rebuilding Jerusalem that took place with literal Israel paralleled, symbolized the work that we are to do at the end of the world. And that work began upon the third decree. And it wasn't finished until Nehemiah secured a fourth decree. There's your 3-1 combination. Of course, we have the 3-1 combination when the three angels' message came into history in the 1844 time period, and we're waiting for the fourth. That's the ultimate fulfillment of this symbol and Bible prophecy, what we're waiting for now. When Christ went up to the Mount of Transfiguration and met with Elijah and Moses, we're told that this symbolizes the second coming of Christ. You see Elijah representing those that are taken with Christ and never taste death. Moses symbolizing those that go with Christ that are resurrected from death. And when Christ went up the Mount of Transfiguration, he took three disciples with him. 3-1 combination. Typically, when Christ took a group of disciples aside, it would be four, but not on the Mount of Transfiguration. Over and over again in Bible prophecy, you see this 3-1 combination illustrated. Just before the children of Israel entered the Promised Land in Numbers 22, you see Balaam trying to curse Israel, and he presents three prophecies. And then King Balak, in his frustration and irritation, tells Balaam to cease. But Balaam then, on his own initiative, before he leaves, he pronounces one more prophecy. 3-1 combination, just before the children of Israel go into the Promised Land. So here, back to our stories in Judges 6, 33 to 35, we see the Spirit come upon Gideon. He's in confrontation now with modern Babylon. They've set up on the plain of Jezreel, and we're going to look at that later. They're set up at the geographical place where the end of the world is portrayed in the Bible. Modern Babylon's there, ready to do battle. And Gideon calls Israel into the battle, and those that respond to join with Manasseh are three, a 3-1 combination. You also can see in this one illustration in prophecy that these tribes, Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, they're also referencing here a deeper meaning than simply the 3-1 combination.